MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 31, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Salem, ready for Happy Halloween. Seawall repairs continue in Swampscott.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the B's and C's pick up wins and the MIAA playoffs to get underway. Rick?
Right. All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny, mid-40s today, Hightside, Gloucester Harbor, 1:32 p.m. The city of Salem is ready for big crowds today and tonight as Haunted Happenings comes to a close. On Saturday, there were two incidents in the city involving drunk drivers striking individuals. This is Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller.
On Saturday night, which was a very busy night in Salem, we had two different incidents where drunk driving arrests were made. One really sort of a terrible accident. A drunk driver hit a young woman as she was crossing the street. Fortunately, she'll survive, but she was very badly injured. So that was really a kind of hammered home the dangers of drunk driving. And then in another case, a driver nearly hit one of my police officers. We were able to catch up with him eventually and arrest him as well.
Saturday was that great weather day, and there may have been record crowds for Haunted Happenings. Today and tonight, Chief Miller reports that the police will have a response to last weekend's drunk driving accidents.
In light of those incidents on Saturday night, I'm going to have additional officers who are specifically patrolling for drunk drivers. I think if you were to be inebriated behind the wheel, Salem during Halloween would be the worst place to be with a number of people on the streets. But nevertheless, clearly it's a problem. So we will have extra officers on duty specifically looking for inebriated drivers, impaired drivers.
Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller. We have a post up on our website with details on the events scheduled for today and tonight in Salem, as well as travel tips for the best way to attend these events and celebrations. The night ends with a downtown fireworks display set to go off at around 10 p.m. tonight. The Swampscott Conservation Commission has voted to approve a six-month extension on the town's seawall repair project. The Daily Item reports that some of the damage occurred naturally during a large nor'easter in 2018. Some work has been completed near the Lynn-Swampscott line. More work is needed from Monument Avenue up to the Mission on the Bay restaurant site. The school committee in Saugus is looking to fund after-school programs at the middle high school. The Daily Item reports that the committee is looking for $250,000 from the Chapter 70 Student Support Reserve Fund. A Rockport man is recovering from a chainsaw accident over the weekend. The Gloucester Times reports that Rockport police got a call Saturday afternoon that a man injured himself with a chainsaw. A med flight was under consideration for the injured man, but he was taken to Beverly Hospital instead. And Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr spoke with MSO News on Monday, and he offered an observation on the positive effects of Salem's month-long Haunted Happenings events.
That celebration is an incredible economic driver for the entire North Shore. And from what I know of it, people come not only from all over Massachusetts, but from all over the country to come to Salem to celebrate Halloween. And when they do that, they naturally, if they have more time than just a day or two to spend, they venture out into some of the other incredible parts of the place where we live in Essex County and Middlesex County. And so it's great to see them do that. And again, this is a case of a rising tide lifts all ships. And when you bring that many people into the region, there's no doubt about it. They're going to want to see what's special about it. And there's plenty to see that is special.
State Senator Bruce Tarr. Happy Halloween. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Wizards last night, 126-107. They'll host the Pacers tomorrow night. The Bruins beat the Panthers last night, 3-2. The Bees will host the Maple Leafs on Thursday night.
The Patriots host the Washington Commanders Sunday at 1. The good news here, those Commanders have a losing record too. MIAA football playoffs have been announced, and for football, St. John's Prep, the number one team in Division I, will be hosting Leominster on Friday night to open up their playoffs. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
First blush, looking at them, they got some size up front. The quarterback's pretty dynamic, dude. He's a run-pass threat. It's a storied program. They have a great history, great tradition, so we expect a battle. But, you know, as you've heard me say many times, we're just turning the focus inward to us and what we need to do to take another step from last week and try to keep the train going here on the track. And I think it's an exciting time for our guys. It's November now. It's playoffs. It's the games they want to play in. And we've had a bunch already, but the stakes are higher, and they understand one bad night and you go home. So I think the urgency will be there.
St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Happy Halloween. And along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.